Hello, and welcome to Change From Within. I'm your host, Mary Clavier. This podcast is here to help you uncover your unique path to living your most aligned life. And last week, I kicked off a new series, where we're delving into these three different parts of yourself. We covered the mind last week. So if you haven't listened to that episode, you can scroll back one and check that out in your podcast feed. And what we're going to be talking about today is the body. So I've been obsessed lately and for the last while on body work in different ways, especially when it comes to energy and understanding how energy is stored in our bodies. I really believe that our bodies store energy, they store emotions and thoughts and beliefs in different ways. And it has a huge impact on how you move about the world. So the body is the second part in this series. It's all tied to living a more aligned life. I have the 7 days to get unstuck free resource on my website, so you could check that out in the comments. And also my upcoming program, Change From Within, that's really going into much deeper levels of each of these subject areas to really support you with your personal transformation. So you can check those out at the link in the show notes, or you can visit maryclavier.com. It's all on there. Okay, but this piece about the body, what I've seen for myself and how I've seen it show up in the world is there's a lot with society now where we really are tuning in less to our bodies, not more. I mean, in certain circles, you will see people paying attention more, maybe more natural circles or people that are more into this type of work in a way that they could be more in tune with their bodies. But I'd say a large majority of us on the planet are not so in tune. And there's so many other things that go into it, like what we eat and how we live and our habits and patterns and all of that. And this isn't to debate any of that or to go into any of that at all. It's really about just what I've seen in terms of the impact that it has on our bodies. And I really believe that all of our bodies are different in so many ways. I've learned a lot about this also through body exercises and also through learning about human design and the differences in people and energy centers and everything. It's really interesting because what might work for one body type might not work for another one. And you may know that already anyway, based on like diet or the way you exercise or those kinds of things. But I'm sharing that here because the other piece of it is learning about what we store in our bodies, how we store it, and do we ever release it? Do we ever release it? So you may have certain things that have come up for you that have been very traumatic, or if you had an accident, probably people that have had accidents and have needed to go to physical therapy and things like that, they may also have a better idea around this stuff. You may, if you've experienced that. But really understanding that shock and trauma and all of these things can sit in our bodies. And a lot of the times, if you're not really paying attention to it, you never really work on releasing it, right? Like it just kind of sits there. And over time, you get leg pains or cramps, or in my case, under very stressful circumstances, I've developed a rash all over my body, or I shared in an episode recently on the behind the scenes of my personal transformation. I think it was episode 62. I shared about using a mouth guard towards the end of when I was leaving my corporate job. I woke up one day with so much pain in my mouth that I felt like all my teeth were falling out, and I had to go to the dentist, and he said I was grinding so heavily at night that I had to get a mouth guard. I wore it for so many years, and I only just recently, at the end of 2023, stopped using it. And it's because of the time that I've put into this body work and put into exercises and learning about what all that means. So I personally think, for my example, that it helped me a lot. It helped, like doing exercises like body tapping and also other forms of movement, also getting more connected to myself, going out in nature, taking my daily walks. But all of these things together and combined helped me to allow me to do that and not have to use my mouth guard anymore, which can seem really small, but for me felt very big. And I think if you look at certain parts of your life or certain things that you've had chronic pain with a certain part of your body, I'm not a doctor, this is not medical advice, but I'm just sharing that there may be things that you want to explore or be open to in terms of energetic work and seeing what you can release and seeing if there's ways that you can release it. The other part of it that I have found very important and helpful with all of this is that the body work helps you to get out of your mind. So that's really the main point in how we're connecting it to last week's episode is that your mind has all these thoughts. It can cause a lot of stress, which then gets taken out on the body. And our bodies are so intuitive. They are so intuitive. They know right away. They know from their instinct. They know from their fight or flight and any of those response systems. They know a lot of things. And we just, over time, sometimes like shove it down, right? Don't pay attention to it. I've done that myself. Or as I quieted my voice over the years, I also blocked out anything related to it, even if it didn't feel good, right? And then the symptoms show up in the body. So it's a really important piece as you're looking to transform, as you're looking to lead your life in the way that you want to lead it, being in your highest alignment, okay? And potentially maybe you're leading at work, maybe you're leading at home as well, wherever and however the case may be. But when you're wanting to lead yourself through this growth phase, you're going to want to use tools to quiet your mind. And I say, yeah, the mind is always there, so it's a version of quieting it, but it's also about just getting out of your head, getting out of your mind and into your body. Because your body is that next layer that knows so much that is really the one more to direct than your mind, right? When you have those two next to each other, you want your body directing, not your mind, because your body is like, your body wisdom is what's really getting to you at a cellular level. I don't know a better way to really explain it. And maybe I'm on the verge of woo things. I don't know. But I mean, there's even scientists studying all of this and the impact that our mind has on our body, and how things show up and people that have healed from diseases and all those kinds of things. So the first part is paying attention to your thoughts, paying attention to your mind and seeing what that is saying. As you start to observe that and get a handle on it, the next part is getting out of your mind and into your body. So you want to replace as many of those mind thoughts as you can, but then you want to get into your body. You want to let your innate being and your truer energy from your body wisdom come through instead of your mind. My mind, I don't know about your mind, my mind always wants to overthink everything, like all the time. Always overthinking it a million different ways. And I think sometimes my husband looks at me and he's like, my head hurts just looking at how much you're overthinking and overprocessing this whole scenario right now. Right. But it's happened to me. So the body work has been something that's been really powerful in terms of getting out of my mind and into my body so that I let more of my truer form, more of that innate wisdom come out of me and allow that to direct where I'm going. So that, again, it can be body tapping, which I really love. I'll put some links in the show notes as well. Yoga is another great one. Breath work is another great one. These things that help you to kind of change the state and really, again, have you shift, have you like kind of flip a switch in your brain to get some of that to quiet or close off so that you can really hear and feel into your true self. So this is a really powerful part of the body work and about managing your energy and being able to move through the world in a different way. Really, it really changes the way you move through the world. It's wild and also true. So that's what I want to share today for the body is paying attention to that. What can you do to listen more to your body in whatever way, shape, or form? So maybe it is that you have something that shows up for you a lot, or you have pain in a certain place, or you have stress that always shows up somehow in your body. I don't know, like it can be connected, like my rash was. So looking at those things and how they are, and then what work can you do to release that? And there's so many other things, and there's practitioners and all kinds of stuff that you can do and you can look into for more of the body work specifically. But that's just what I've found with all of it, is that it's such a powerful way to get the mind out of the driver's seat. Because at the end of the day, if you're living in your most alignment, if you're really your true self, doing what you came here to do, then you're not letting the mind run the show. That's not how it works. So what can you do to get yourself more into the body? And then next week, we'll talk about like the last layer of that. Oh, I'm so excited for you to try all this. It's really so transformational. So, okay, that's it for today for the body. If you have any questions, let me know. Again, feel free to check out the resources. I invite you to all of those on my website. I'll put the links in the show notes for the 7 days to get unstuck challenge. It's really wonderful. It'll take you through one day at a time in more detail on all of these steps. And if you want to go deeper with this work and you want guidance and mentorship, then I invite you to take a look at the Change From Within program, which is a 16-week group experience that you'll really go deeper into each of these themes as the weeks go on. It's a really beautiful container. So thank you so much for listening today. I hope you found this helpful for wherever you are on your journey. I'm so excited for you and whatever is next in what you have going on. Thank you again so much for listening, and I'll talk to you next week.